Aboyne. For those who wish to honor someone with a memorial tree, now you can do so on the grounds at Groves Memorial Community Hospital, GMCH. It's part of a new memorial forest behind Groves that leads to the Alora Cataract Trail. In partnership with Grand River Agricultural Society, GRA, the soil was prepared in the fall for planting this spring and trees are now available to be dedicated to someone. It was something we thought about doing as a way for people to recognize their loved ones in memory and also as a way to support the foundation at the same time, said Lori Arsenault, executive director at the Groves Foundation, on how this memorial forest came to be. And the GRA is very interested, of course, in beautifying the area and in particular planting native trees to the area. For a donation, people can choose from one of 8 local tree species: white spruce, black cedar, white pine, Colorado spruce, white cedar, sugar maple, bur oak, and American basswood. Also, a plaque will be placed in front of the tree with any word someone would like on it. Arsenault said typically people use them to memorialize someone who has died. However, the Groves Foundation website indicates it can be named after a living person, company, or milestone. All money raised through the memorial forest goes towards the Groves Foundation, which funds things like equipment purchases at GMCH. We're fortunate to have the extra land at the hospital to do something like this, Arsenault said. Those interested in buying a tree are asked to reach out to Arsenault by email here. More information can be found here.